Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast, Conversation with Industry Icons. Today we have with us Lori Kelly. Lori is the Senior Vice President, Chief Philanthropy Officer for Providence Healthcare. So Lori, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for asking me to come on your podcast. I'm super excited to talk with you.
Great. Well, you'll be a great addition to our list of participants in the past. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I'd just love to hear your answers. Number one, what has been the biggest learning curve for you? What have you learned that's really, really made a difference in philanthropy?
I've learned a lot of things for sure. What I've really learned, I think that's really been helped us be successful as a team is just really listening to our donors. What do they want to do with their philanthropy? And trying to find a match that really works with the needs that they have in their lives to make a big, meaningful gift. So I think that's been a really great thing. And also working with our teams to really suss that out from people that we're working with. Because I think, you know, that's where you find the big passion projects. That's where you find the bigger dollars. That's where you find people that want to stay with you through the years. Because it's not just a one and done with gifting. It's a long time relationship. And I think the other thing, too, is just don't push things. You know, these things take time. Relationships takes time. Trust takes a long time to build up. And so give yourself a little bit of grace to have some patience to get the work done.
You know, Laura, you bring out a point that we have found to be true, that building relationships, as my dad, you say, God gave you two eyes, two ears, one mouth, use them accordingly. And we have found, like in our work, for example, to reinforce what you're saying, is that less than 3% of the planning clients we work with, who are donors, who are current donors to not-for-profits, have included charity in their estate plan. But after we have conversations with them, that goes to about 60%. So 20 times, purely listening and observing and building those relationships. That's impressive that you come up with that. Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
I do think that a lot of people, to your point that you were just making, they, you know, they haven't been brought up with a whole culture of giving in their family, and they're afraid to even ask about it. They're not sure, you know, they're afraid somebody's going to come on with a hard sell. They're worried about their kids, you know, and so there's ways to bring some meaning to their lives and to their children's lives with gifting, but it's up to us to kind of introduce that conversation. And I think in general, and especially given everything we've all been through this last year, people want to make a contribution. They want to do something a little bit bigger. And so having that, you know, how do we spread the word about giving and make it more of a part of what we do here in our country?
You know, I want to ask you, this is the naughty question. this is the hardest one, but we appreciate your honesty and willingness to have this conversation. What has been the biggest mistake you've made professionally, and what did you learn from it?
I would say I've thought about this, you know, over time, just in general, and I think it's not really philanthropy specific, but it's just not speaking up. When something's not going quite right, kind of waiting, or else not saying anything. And then, in fact, in one position that I was in, there were a lot of things that I just felt weren't right. And I didn't speak up as much as I should have. And then I just left. You know, I went to a different job. And so I feel badly about that. I think when you're seeing that things are not going right, or there's something not quite, it wasn't quite unethical, but just the way that people were behaving, I felt wasn't very professional, wasn't very kind. You know, as a leader, it is up to us to call that out. And it is up to us to say, you know, this is not right. Here's what we should be doing, and to be brave. And so I think over time, I've been a lot braver. But I think, you know, earlier on, I wanted to be nice. I wanted to get along. I didn't want to make waves. And I think sometimes you have to make some waves and people will respect you for that. And so now I think I'm really known for sticking up for what is right, sticking up for people that are right, doing the right thing. I don't ever want to wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh my gosh, why didn't I do this or that? Because I knew at the time this is not right. And so I think that's a big learning lesson. And I think we've all been through that in life and in our career, just in our day-to-day life as well.
So are you suggesting,
especially in philanthopy? Yeah. Go ahead, Eddie.
Are you suggesting that we deal with issues when they're small before they become big?
Absolutely. We've all worked with that one person too that seems to have a little bit of a, you know, a hot temper, or, you know, something is wrong, it gets blown up. And I used to say, I'm going to go run into the fire. Just get it over with right away. And while it's hot, you know, so I think that takes courage, but in the end, it's so much better to doing that. And I think with our employees too, you know, some of the employees that actually I feel have thought I was their better boss, or you have used me as references, those have sometimes been employees where I've had to have those crucial conversations with.
Yes.
And just say, you know, you're not meeting our expectations, and here's why. And I really care about you. I want you to be successful, but maybe this isn't the job for you. Or what would you see in your success? And so I think having those crucial conversations with in life, with kindness, you know, with caring, with thoughtfulness going in, I think will really help us at the end of the day just be better people.
Well, Lori, thank you for taking time today. And would you mind if people contacted you on LinkedIn? Would that be okay if they reached
out? I would love that. I'm on LinkedIn quite often, and I would love to hear from you. And just thank you so much for the opportunity today, Eddie. I really appreciate it.
Well, happy that you joined us. You had great information. This has been Lori Kelly, Senior Vice President, Chief Philanthropy Officer for Providence. Kelly is she's been in this business for quite a few years, and we respect her work. We believe she is a top talent and obviously an icon in our industry. So, Lori, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I hope to stay in touch.
Everybody, thank you for joining us again today for our conversation with industry icons. Today it's been Lori Kelly, Senior Vice President, Chief Philanthropy Officer for Providence, and gave us great information. Have a great day. We'll look forward to seeing you again on the next iPod. Thank you.